time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Y'all, I just cannot even. I can't even with Snoop Dogg and the Olympics. It makes me so happy that he's there. And he was hanging out with Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer.
Now, MP, how does one get fast in the pool?
Wingspan, lung power.
You just described me. You said wingspan. Lung power. I definitely have great lung power. And I do have a swimmer's body. Look at our bodies are similar, Mike. We could be twins. Let's get in the water, man.
Let's do it.
We could be twins. I do not think so, Snoop. Elizabeth Banks thanked a crew member, Julius, who saved her from choking while she was filming the movie Skincare.
I was choking on a pea. That's right. A little green pea that I was eating for lunch. I was alone in my trailer. I threw the door open, couldn't make any noise, was so afraid.
Oh, my gosh.
Happened to see someone who said, "Are you choking?" And I gave him the sign, you know, and I was like, "Yes." And he came over very calmly. I, like, backed right into him, and he gave me the Heimlich maneuver. Now, he had to do it twice. It came loose. His name is Julius. He is my guardian angel. Wow. Julius, I love you. Saved my life, wow, literally on the set.
Yeah, it's a really scary thing when it happens to you or someone that you love. Pete Davidson checked into a wellness center for mental health treatment. I believe he just broke up with his most recent girlfriend. And Lisa Kudrow shared on the Smartless podcast. So I listened to this week, and she was talking about why she was fired from the show Frasier before it even began.
It just wasn't working. Yeah. I don't
so that
know.
Was, so you were like midweek, you were like through the producer run through, through the network run through or something, and then
but
they
made
a switch?
But during the run throughs, because Jimmy was saying like, this isn't working, so just don't even.
Right.
They have to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Because I was trying to, like, what's not working? What can I do?
Yeah. So the Smartless podcast is Jack from from Will and Grace. I can't think of his name. Sean something. And then Jason Bateman and Will Arnett, and they have guests on, and they're hilarious. If you've never listened to it, it's one of my favorites. If you don't want to listen to it, I'll keep bringing you the pertinent information. So no, that wasn't actually Ryan Reynolds dancing to Bye 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 in Deadpool and Wolverine. And John Owen Lowe, that's Rob Lowe's son, who's also an actor, addressed the dating rumors with Lucy Hale after they were seen in LA on the 29th. I think. Anyway, he talked about it on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my God. I think you can go to Erewhon with someone and get photographed and things blow out of proportion.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all.
Good answer.
Yeah, they totally blow out of proportion. So Maya Rudolph, yep, she's returning to Saturday Night Live to play Vice President Kamala Harris.
It's pronounced Kamala. It rhymes with Kamala. It ain't Camila Cabello. Bitch is Kamala. The name is Kamala. The name is Kamala. And if you're scared, then you better call your mama.
That should be interesting. Anyway, that's all in the run-up to the November election. And to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Rebel Yell album, Billy Idol and his guitarist Steve Stevens performed the title track at the top of the Empire State Building. And a dirt alert. Y'all. Oh, that Tiffany Haddish. She makes me laugh so hard. Before she made it big, she said on her podcast that she used to sell her underthings online. But there's a twist.
I would say that my name was Rosalinda, and I was a housekeeper for Halle Berry, and I have some of her dirty. Anybody want to buy some? And I would make $300.
You lying?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Every
send
time.
Me that website. That's a website?
It was literally on Craigslist.
Yeah. $300 fake underwear that supposedly belonged to Halle Berry. Tiffany Haddish. She is a hot mess. It don't smell like roaches or nothing up in here. We gotta go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. I need to wash my hands.